This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
And yesterday was Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th. Yes,
Han
it was.
Solo being very important part of that. Never seen Star Wars, but he does have Solo in his name, so I presume he likes to ride solo.
Can anyone else do the Chewbacca noise?
I can't. No.
Okay, that's.
Sounds like I need it.
Text in your impersonation.
That's probably why you're flying solo, because you do such a poor. Chewbacca impression.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why.
Yeah.
Now, Prince Philip also today in the news. I know we usually don't do news on our show.
Do we have a news sting, Wendy? No, we don't.
Okay. No. Who is 95, coming on 96, will step down. He will stand down from public duties from August, Buckingham Palace has confirmed.
Wow, fair enough.
So the Queen saying, Yas, Queen... Queen Elizabeth II of the England and the Commonwealth.
So we're already up to our second queen of Elizabeth.
Yeah, that was.
Jeez,
you know the red.
Going through them.
You know the
in our lifetime.
You know the redhead from the movie with Cate Blanchett.
Yeah,
Queen Elizabeth.
Yep,
she had the same name. That's why they had to give it. So she's the sequel.
Oh, the sequel. And
you guys know nothing about the royals.
You don't know how well sequels do.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's the Terminator 2 of Queens. She's just telling me.
Terminator 2 is the better film.
That's what I'm saying.
She's also been our reigning monarch since 1952.
Wow.
Like the Terminator.
What have you been doing since 1952?
Laugh out proud.
The woman's in her early 90s. Her husband, obviously in his late 90s. So she'll be flying solo a lot more. Come August, he'll be staying at home and she'll be getting out and about in her lovely matching outfits. Cut those ribbons, cut that.
Gotta wave those waves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotta be British.
This is why you fly solo, so people don't cut you off. So we want to know, is it okay to go to the movies a holiday or to see the movie The Holiday with... Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, and Kate Winslet and Jack Black.
Wow.
See that by yourself. Or go to a restaurant alone. Just some questions out there. I'm a single lady. All the single ladies, put your hands up.
Lovely hip movements.
Thank you.
Accompanied
them. I say yes, but maybe that's just justifying my life choices. What do we think? Is it okay to go alone?
Look, if you can, if you walk into a restaurant, okay, and you've got a paper with you. Done. Look at that. That gives you immediate rights to, you know, be all on your lonesome.
Paper, newspaper.
Which paper?
Newspaper,
yeah, that one.
Or toilet paper, if you've got toilet paper.
But I feel like...
Or the tabloids.
If you're at the cafe and you pull out, you know, your tablet or your laptop and it looks like you're writing a script...
That's true.
You can be there all day on your own.
All day.
And then tell people about
your script. What if you're at a Vietnamese restaurant and you've got your phone... and you're just scrolling on your phone and eating your Vietnamese food? Is that sad or is that just... your memes and your...
That's right. Just on your lunch break or your dinner break or whichever break you decide. And that's how you justify it, you know?
So you're just perpetually on a break. Like you're about to go back to something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. That's how you justify it.
Busy person.
Is that what you tell people if you go to the movies on your own?
Yes.
You're like, oh, I'm just on my lunch break.
Just on my lunch break.
Yeah.
And I can only see half an hour of the film.
Yeah.
So I'll like a third of my money back.
To compare and contrast, I love going to the movies by myself because I don't want people to talk. This is not, you know, we're not Margaret and David. And even Margaret and David, famed movie critics, would talk about the movie afterwards. I want to enjoy my experience.
Yeah.
I don't want to have someone be like, what was she doing? No. Or like, oh, what did you think? What did you think of that scene? I'm like, what did I think? I think either I want to live this experience. Also, if I've got my drink, I want to drink my drink.
That's true.
If I have my popcorn, I've got my popcorn, to eat my popcorn by myself.
Now, do you get a large or a small? Because, look, we were talking about frugalness before.
We were.
Well,
and
as I'm only a size extra small, I get an extra small one and I don't even finish it because I'm such a skinny bitch.
Look at you.
listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.